David and his men had came back to Ziklag only to find that their houses had been burned, their families had been taken captive, everything was gone. They were distressed and overwhelmed. But what did David do? The Bible said that he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He turned to God. He prayed. He sought the face of the Lord. God gave him a word as to what to do. My friend, turn to the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you with us here today on Truth and Fact. I pray that the Word of God would be a blessing and a strength to you. We're talking about Asaph. Asaph was having a very difficult or a troubled time, and I'm sure you know exactly what that's like because we're living in troubled times, and maybe you're there right now. Well, what did Asaph do? Well, look at Psalm 77 and verse 1. He says this, I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. So I'm going to ask you a question. Did Asaph run away from God or did he run to the Lord? No, my friend, he ran to God. That's right, because he knew that the Lord was the one that could help him and strengthen him. Sometimes you feel like you're alone or nobody else is going through the situation that you're going through. But my friend, I can say that God is a very present help in a time of trouble, and he can strengthen you and he can help you to get through whatever you might be facing in your life presently right now. But I know of others in the Bible that were troubled or even overwhelmed. Did you say overwhelmed? That's right. I think of David and his men that came back to Ziklag. They found that their homes had been burned. In fact, their wives and their children had been taken captive by the Amalekites. And so the people were very distressed. It says in verse 4, then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Have you ever been there? I mean, you just wept and wept or cried out to God till you had no more tears to cry with. Well, that's the situation here. You can see that they were very distressed and overwhelmed. In fact, it says, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. Now, so to make matters worse, the people thought about killing David or turning against David because of this terrible problem or situation that had occurred. But what did David do? Did he quit on God? Did he throw in the towel? Did he blame everybody else? What did he do? Did he run away from the situation? No, he didn't do that. In fact, the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Or we can say that David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Well, what did David do? Well, he went to the Lord in prayer. He sought the face of God. He poured out his soul. He poured out his heart to the Lord. He needed an answer. He needed a word from God. And because David went to the Lord, that's exactly what happened. God gave him a word as to what he needed to do. And David and his men were able to recover their wives and their children. And God gave them the victory. My friend, that is the answer. Let's turn to the Lord, even in our distressed time. He's the one that can comfort you. That's right. I believe it's a supernatural comfort because he's a God of all comfort. In fact, in verse 4 of Psalm 77, Asaph says, you have my eyelids open. I mean, he was so full of anxiety that he could not even sleep. He was so troubled that he could not even rest, but he was up all night. But my friend, I know that God is the one that can help him in this time. He said, I am so troubled that I cannot speak. He can't put into words what he feels in his heart. There's so much anguish that he can't put it into words. He's so troubled, so distressed. But can I say this, my friend? God knows our heart, and he knows what we're feeling. He knows what we're going through. We're not alone. And if there's anyone that can help us and strengthen us and bring us the peace of God that passes all understanding, it will be the Lord. So I encourage you, take it to him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.